And joining me on the phone line is Mark and Lynn Scotch of, well, Plover here. And but they're on the bike ride. It's the Oregon Trail. Is it 6.5, Mark?
Yes, that's what I'm calling it, 6.5.
6.5. Does that mean you've done six of them already, or how does that? What's the number?
Well, I did like five rides, but then I went back and did two ultra events that I kind of retired from.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
So I kind of threw them in there as a, I don't know, 4.0 and 4.5 or something. But yeah, because the ride, I split them up. Like this ride that I'm doing right now is all part of one ride, but I did part last spring and part this spring, so I just call them 6 and 6.5.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. It seems like it was just yesterday or last year we were starting to get together with rides. I can't believe you've done this many rides already.
5 years worth.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. That's crazy. And Lynn, you're with us too, and you've been a part of all of this too since the beginning. How's it going for you?
Oh, it's always busy.
I can imagine. Now, you guys, I noticed, Mark, you had a little bike trouble early on, or was that with just the spare tire?
Oh, I just had my spare bike was having a little tire leak.
Okay.
And, it was nothing major. We had some time to take care of it, so we brought it in. But, yeah, it's been, the main bike's been doing fine.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. So it didn't hurt any of your riding or anything like that?
No, actually, my RV driver was trying to get some riding on, and so he was riding it around. I didn't want to go flat on him.
Well, good for you. So why don't you tell us what's where you've been and what you've been doing since the last time we talked? It's been about a week and a half now.
Yeah, I think we talked in Omaha. Mm-hmm. We were heading out to Denver to start the ride. And so we started the ride Wednesday, April 29th from Denver, one of the two transplant centers in Denver. Had a kickoff event for us. So we had a pretty nice little engagement with people. TV station came out and covered it. My liver recipient and her mom flew up from Phoenix, so they were part of the event. It was nice to see Selena. She's almost four now. She was 9 months old when she got a piece of my liver, and she's doing fantastic. She knows who I am. She wanted to sit by me and everything. So I think her mom, you know, has taught her kind of the history of that, which is kind of cool. So we left Denver, and we had an event in Kansas City just a couple days ago, which was really cool. We went to a transplant center there, and they have a morning medical update, they call it. It's like a in-hospital studio where they talk about different medical things going on, and Lynn drove out from Plover to be part of that. So that was really interesting, and I think that went out to a lot of people.
And then you were mentioning, you're in Missouri now, and then there's a congressman from Missouri there's a bill that you're they're trying to get approved that coincides with what you're doing, right?
Yeah, along with the usual, create awareness. I've been working with people that were trying to pass some legislation that'll make it easier for donors to donate. Right now, people that may want to donate, but they can't afford to take off work, recovery time, all that commitment, we're trying to pass legislation that will compensate living donors that donate to a stranger. And along the way, I'm meeting with offices of U.S. senators and U.S. representatives. Matter of fact, right before the event in Denver, I met with both offices of both senators in Colorado. And they actually both came to the event as well, one staffer from each office. Hmm. And they were looking for people to co-sponsor the bill. I met with a couple different House members as well. The guy that was going to be on the, I was going to meet this morning, is a co-sponsor already from Kansas City. So he has already signed up to support the bill in the House. I think we have 60 in the House right now. And we're working on the Senate. I have some more meetings set up, Illinois and Iowa and Minnesota and hopefully Wisconsin as well.
Oh, well, that's a good deal. Now, Lynn, you just joined about a few days ago, Mark?
Yes. Thursday I drove down to just south of Kansas City, and I actually drove home on Saturday. So I'm talking to you from home.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were still with them. All right. Oh, that's interesting. So you had a quick little trip then.
I did.
Yeah. So have you been following him on the his website, what is it, the OregonTrail.org, on his making sure he's keeping up the pace where he needs to be?
Oh, yes.
I thought maybe you were going to ride with him the rest of the way or something.
Nope. This one I'm monitoring from home.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Oh, it's probably too cold for her to ride down to King Cone and Plover, so she's probably not going to be riding a bike for that even.
No, it's too cold right now. You don't want to do that. Not yet. Maybe later today she can do that. But so what do you got coming up today then, Mark?
A friend of mine that I met in Madison, a mountain biker. He grew up in La Crosse, and we met in Madison during the time we stayed there for a couple of years. And he moved out to St. Louis a number of years ago. He's going to join me right after this call, actually, a couple hours from now. We're going to meet up. He's going to ride with me today and tomorrow, and he's going to ride into the St. Louis University Medical Center. They're doing an event for us Tuesday, tomorrow, and he'll be riding with me for that. After that, I head across the river to Illinois and start north for Mayo, where you have an event at Mayo, I think it's 21st. So I got to get up to Rochester by then.
Okay, so are you on schedule?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I try to ride extra every day or whenever I get a chance. Right now, I'm 80 miles ahead. I've actually almost a whole day of riding ahead. You know, it's count miles.
Right.
And I do that in case I get a breakdown or bad weather or, you know, something happens. And then it just keeps me from being kind of behind the eight ball.
Yeah, that makes sense. If people are just tuning in, we're talking with Mark and Lynn Scotch. It's the Oregon Trail ride 6.5, and he's doing it making awareness to live kidney donations. And you were talking about the liver donations with the liver or sliver of your liver that you donated as well. So we're all for awareness, and you've got a lot of things booked up. And then when do you plan on being here back in Plover?
Hope to roll in on Saturday, Memorial Day weekend. From La Crosse. I'll be leaving there in the morning. I've ridden that a couple different times already. Lynn's brother lives in the La Crosse area. So over the years, we've been over there for different functions, and I've just decided to ride my bike home once or twice from La Crosse.
Oh,
so,
wow.
It'll be a big day. I had 100 miles yesterday on the Katy Trail. It's all like granite, like the Green Circle Trail, actually, very similar. But the Katy Trail is, I think, one of the, if not the longest bicycle trail in the United States. It's 240 miles, and I've covered over half now.
Okay. Wow. You're saying, by the pictures, you're seeing some beautiful parts of the country, too, it looks like.
Yeah, it's not like we went over the mountains like last year, but right. It all has its beauty. I like it all. Yesterday, I hit the Missouri River about noon, and then I've been following the Missouri River now all the way down, and we'll follow it all the way into St. Louis. And that's got, like, a lot of high bluffs, a lot of action. I saw a tugboat yesterday with a barge. And
oh, neat.
A lot of people out riding yesterday. Got there. A lot of trailheads, so my driver, even, he stops and waits for me. He talks to people. They see our logos on the RV, and he strikes up conversations with them. So, yeah, we're trying to create awareness. And, of course, the biking part is just to demonstrate that people can donate a kidney or even part of their liver and still live a normal life afterwards, a very active life.
Well, yeah, and then some. The way it sounds, the way you're biking around everywhere. Well, we appreciate the two of you, Mark and Lynn, for being on this morning, and we'll have to hook up again soon.
Yeah, maybe in St. Louis. Thanks so much for helping us, TK.
No problem. Thanks for calling in and making us a part of it, too. We appreciate that.